Hello, Father Bob. Hello, dear listeners. Father Adriano Zandona back with you all again. I'm very excited because let me share this with you. Our Christian Crusade and WROL radio station was amazing. It was broadcasted for WEZE, if I'm not mistaken, as well. It was amazing. I could talk to the people, reach out people in America, talking about the three great theological virtues, faith, hope, and love. It was amazing. I've been receiving great feedbacks from people there in America, and I'm very excited. Thank you, Father Bob, for this great opportunity. Thank you, Pastor Basil, and everyone that joined their efforts together with me in order to bring you guys this amazing crusade. Well, today I'm going to talk about faith. I'll keep talking about faith because we all guys need to be faithful person in order to withstand this challenges, the challenges of this present, this current time. You know, we've been struggling with coronavirus, financial crisis, and our personal crisis and troubles and challenges as well. And we need to keep our eyes on Jesus alone. We need to keep our faith strong in God because only by faith we'll be able to overcome our failures, to overcome our troubles, and to become the best version possible of ourselves. Well, let's talk about faith as the light that shines our way and make us see the right way to walk in. What does my relationship with God have to do with my happiness? Let's think about that. You can think, we can think, keep it in mind, of God like a lighthouse. A lighthouse. Why do sailors need lighthouses? The lighthouse shows them the way to safety and steers them away from danger. If you are on the sea and it's calm and there is no wind, the lighthouse is always in the same place. If it's windy and the water is choppy, the lighthouse is always in the same place. If there are huge waves and storms, the lighthouse is always in the same place. If you navigate by the lighthouse, it will always be there to lead you to a safe place. That lighthouse is the guiding light of faith in God. And it leads us to a lasting joy. There are a lot of things that can make you happy in the moment. If it's cold outside and you drink some hot cocoa, you feel pleasure and it makes you happy in the moment. If it's hot outside and you have an ice cream cone, man, at that moment you are pleased as punch. But that hot cocoa doesn't last. You drink it and you warm up, but then it's gone. That ice cream cone sure is delicious, but in a few minutes you are eating the end of the cone and it's gone. Those wonderful little things in life can make you happy in the moment, but they can't make you be happy. Being happy has to come from something more permanent. If you invest your happiness in momentary things, it doesn't really bring you joy. Oh, it will give you a really nice moment, but then real life comes rushing back in. We take a big risk when we let our happiness depend on fleeting things that we can't even control. If your joy is money, when you lose it, even a part of it, your happiness will run away. If the reasons for your joy are just in what other people think about you, man, or in those precious Instagram or Facebook likes, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Today, 100 people like your post, but tomorrow it's only 90. So now there is something missing. why aren't people liking my pictures, Father? At some point, you're going to let down and the joy will flee from your heart. So we need a lighthouse, something strong, something permanent. We need to get our joy from something permanent, from something stronger than us. Something that we always know will be there. Whether we're sailing on smooth seas or battling the waves of storm. And that light that guides us to joy is the light of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is always there. He's always there. He's there when you wake up. He's there when you go to sleep. He's there when you jump at night full of fear. It happens sometimes. He's there in your moments of celebration and in your moments of grief. His light is shining to guide you. But Jesus needs something from you too. You need to open up your heart to Him. You need to let Him guide you. You need to seek out His light and walk His path. You see, God wants you to live a rich, a fulfilling life. Fulfilling life full of joy. But He isn't going to live that life for you. You have to do your part. You have to open up your heart and live a happy life through Him. I believe that God called each one of us into this world for a reason. If we choose to walk God's path according to what we were created to be, we will be able to build a much stronger life. And joy will remain in our hearts, no matter what we come across on our journey. Faith is so important in our lives. It's necessary for our salvation, and through it we can grow in our relationship with God. And faith can also give us a broader and wiser point of view. In the letter of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, we read, "Without faith, no one can please God." No one. This is very true, because without that virtue, we are unable to act as God's children. And when we have no faith at all, we build a wall between ourselves and God. In order to be pleasing to God and receiving what He has promised to us, we have to put our faith into action. We need to live faith as a virtue by putting it into practice in our daily life. So, what is this virtue really? What do we mean when we talk about faith? Well, the book of Hebrews again defines faith as the certainty of the existence of things we believe. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, we read, "Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for, in assurance about what we do not see." Sometimes we can't see that God is working in our favor. But we still need to believe that He's still on the throne and that He is our vindicator. Faith is that certainty that God is there for us at all times, especially when we are going through terrible situations like we've been going through this time during the pandemic and the financial crisis. We need to believe that our lives and the lives of our loved ones are in God's hands. It's not easy, I know.
I myself, I've gotten COVID-19 a few weeks ago. I've been there. It's not easy. If you have lost a loved one, I know, it hurts. Hurts our emotions, our souls. It's not easy. But you are not alone. God is by your side. He feels your pain. He can help you right now. Trust Him.
He is with you right now, and He can lift you up. Even though you are facing hard times right now, no matter what baggage are you lugging around, God can take away your burden and He can lift you up by making you dream again. Trust Him. You are not alone.
Thank you, Lord, our amazing Lord, because You have given us the gift of faith. Make, Lord, our faith grow. Make this virtue
grow inside our souls, Lord. Please, Lord, make us faithful person, faithful people. We need to be faith, to have faith. We have to put our faith into practice in our daily lives. Help us, Lord. Send upon us your Holy Spirit, your grace. Please, Lord, make us able to keep going, to carry on in our journey, following your steps. Walk your path according to what we were created to be. Please, Lord, set us free from laziness. We can't stay set in our own ways. Set us free, Lord. Send upon us the fire of your Holy Spirit. Please, Holy Spirit, make us able to believe in God, even though we've been facing troubles and hard times, hardships in our lives. Please, Holy Spirit, make us able to overcome disappointments. We can't stop in our failures and disappointments. We need to fly over it. We need to get through this. Come, Holy Spirit, lifts us up. Fill us with your joy, Holy Spirit. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See you next Friday.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you on Monday right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.